Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
We found her in the New England district. Good morning.
Good evening to me.
Yes,
I'm sitting here in the Widow's Peak of the Made in B&B in Burlington, Vermont, looking out over Lake Champlain. It's the French name. It was discovered by a French explorer. As the sun sets and the moon's about to rise, and I think you just played Moonlight in Vermont.
I did. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotised.
Well, at this time of the year, I can well and truly understand the words of that song, because we flew in from New York yesterday, and as we looked down from the plane, it looked as though a painter had been at work. The golds, the reds, the yellows, crimsons and greens of the trees, just breathtaking. And we've been driving around quite a bit today, and honestly, taking photos everywhere, rolling in the yellow leaves and the yellow maple leaves. You know that there are 50 species of different trees here, the most prominent being the sugar maple, which is actually Vermont's state tree, and then there's the beech and the yellow birch, and they're the ones that throw these beautiful colours up at this time of the year. They also have pine, spruce trees and fir trees, of course. But we looked at a foliage map on the internet, actually, to try to work out where to go to, what was the right place to see the turning colours, and it really did help us a lot. So we chose Burlington, which is sort of to the western Vermont, near the, as I said, on Lake Champlain.
So what about New York? I thought you were going to be in New York City.
Well, look, this is just a side trip, just a two-day trip. I'm going to tell you all about New York next week, but one thing I will tell you is that tomorrow night at the FCC Theatre, which is just around the corner from where my son lives in the West Village, Tony Bennett will appear, because he's brought out a new movie called The Zen of Bennett. Did you know about that?
No, I didn't. I know he's got a new album, but yeah, okay.
Yes, and also we did get to Blue Note Jazz Club, so I'm going to tell you all about that. We heard Dizzy Gillespie, which was his alumni. It was fantastic.
So you
anyway,
mean,
look, it's...
You mean you're finally coming home? You'll be here next week for our broadcast.
I will be back. I think it's going to be hard to settle down, actually. But look, it's harvest time here, and we did get out to the Shelburne orchards yesterday, and I've got a recipe for you from there for a fabulous apple pie. They've got all sorts of different apples here that I hadn't heard of. They've got a Macintosh apple, which I found very delicious, picked straight from the tree. And they've also got a Mutsu apple, which is in season. I'm not so keen on that one. And they also have Fujis and Galas, which we have at home. But, of course, everywhere you go in Vermont at the moment, you know what you find at harvest time. The jack-o'-lanterns, those fabulous golden pumpkins. They're just everywhere. You can see them in the fields. And Americans go crazy at this time of the year because Halloween's coming up. They've got cookie cutters in the shape of the jack-o'-lanterns, and everything's in the shape of jack-o'-lanterns. But we also went to Montpellier. We took a ride out there. That's the capital of Vermont, another French name. And we went to a restaurant called Prohibition Pig, where I'm not a beer drinker, but I tasted the best beer of my life. It's called Alchemist Heady Topper Beer, and apparently it's world-renowned now. It's very famous because it is absolutely delicious. It tasted like springtime to me, which is most unusual.
Okay, well now, Halloween's the last day of October, so what is it, 23rd
today? Yes, well, they've gone Halloween mad. In fact, last night on television, I happened to catch Halloween Wars on television on the Iron Chef program, and I thought, oh my God, they've just gone crazy. And they were making maple cotton candy ice cream on the show. Everything here in Vermont, of course, is flavoured with maple. There's maple bacon, maple salt, maple baked beans, maple corn butter, and of course maple pancakes and waffles. Absolutely delicious, as you can imagine.
Getting back to the apples, do you say, is that your recipe on your website?
My recipe is for all-American apple pie from the fellow who runs Shelburne Orchards here, Nick Carles, at Shelburne. It's about 20 minutes drive south of where I am at the moment, which is Burlington.
Okay, so it's on your website, SheridanRogers.com.au.
Yes, SheridanRogers.com.au.
And you're coming.
I'll be back in Sydney next week, and I'll tell you all about New York then.
Talk to you then. Bye-bye.